I'm Tom Rowe. You've tuned into the WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Debating about debates is all the rage in political circles just before the November 6th general election. Andrew Cuomo, the incumbent Democrat, still has not agreed to debate Republican Mark Molinaro or the three others on the ballot. Former Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, running on the Serve America movement line, Green Party candidate Howard Hawkins, and the Libertarian Party's Larry Sharp are also willing to debate. On October 19th, Cuomo announced his terms to debate Molinaro, but the Republican called the last-minute offer a, quote, staged fraud, unquote, and complained that Cuomo's idea included no television cameras and would only be broadcast in New York City. In other debate news, on October 19th, Republican incumbent John Faso and Democrat Antonio Delgado held the first of four debates before their congressional election. That came after Faso appeared with two other candidates, independent Diane Neal and Green Party's Steve Greenfield, October 16th at a forum in Delaware County. Delgado's campaign said they told organizers he could not attend well in advance, but Faso's campaign issued a press release with an attack about Delgado's empty chair at the event. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, meanwhile, is pulling out of her only debate at the last minute. Gillibrand, a Democrat, canceled her debate October 21st in Saratoga with Republican rival Shelley Farley on October 19th. She says she won't debate because the forum's broadcaster, Spectrum News and New York One, are in a labor dispute with Charter Communications. Quote, I am deeply committed to the working men and women of the labor community and support the 1,800 members of the IBEW who went on strike for fair pay and benefits, and I will not cross a de facto picket line scheduled for Sunday. That is why I will withdraw from participating in the Spectrum News New York One debate this Sunday unless the workers' strike of Charter has been resolved, unquote. Her opponent implied that Gillibrand had better things to do than defend her Senate seat. Quote, Gillibrand's refusal to debate and explain her lack of accomplishments during her 12 years in office to the 19 million plus New Yorkers she's abandoned during her quest to run for president is unacceptable, unquote, Farley said. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that on October 18th, Ulster County Executive Michael Hine signed a law banning plastic bags at most retail establishments in the county. He said the Bring Your Own Bag Act will, quote, encourage people to use reusable bags as they do their shopping, as they live their life, just as they did, by the way, for generations and generations, unquote. When the law takes effect in mid-2019, most retailers won't give out plastic bags for customers' purchases, and instead customers who don't bring reusable bags will be charged 5 cents each for recyclable paper bags. Ulster County is the first in the state banning plastic bags countywide, while Suffolk County has a 5 cent fee for plastic bags. Nassau County, Dutchess County, and Sullivan County are currently discussing similar laws. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that Hudson residents can comment about possible designs for the new Ferry Street Bridge 6:30 p.m. October 29th at the Hudson Area Library on North 5th Street. The bridge, which crosses the CSX Amtrak railroad tracks near the train station, had been deemed unsafe for vehicles since 2014. Built in 1905, the current 69-foot structure is a single-span steel pony truss bridge that takes cars to a boat launch parking lot. Mayor Rick Rector, Superintendent of Public Works Rob Perry, and design firm Creighton Manning will hear what the public has to say about a replacement at the meeting. Quote, it's an opportunity for the community to see initial design proposals of the bridge and engage in conversations with the involved officials, unquote, Rector said. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. I'm Tom Rowe. You've been listening to the WGXC News. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information.